everyone talks about his positive energy. Can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, he you know, like today in the team meeting room, it was the same day. He'd always be in the running backs room. You know, just talk about all he know how to do is work. So he wants everybody to come to work happy, you know, and just feel like you want to come here. You know, even though it's a rough season now, we still got four games down. We can have fun with this thing. And you know, that's the approach that he brought this morning, man. And I think every guy respected that. And we're going to go out there today, start get our work together, and get ready to win.
Has there been a sense maybe that some guys weren't happy about coming around at this point?
You know, if it was, guys didn't really show it. But you never know. It probably were some guys that, you know, that felt like they didn't feel like coming over here. But, you know, this is our job. Despite what's going on, what's our record, you know, we have to come over and put the work in to go out there and win on Sunday.
Feeling that maybe there's been a cloud lifted a little bit that maybe the controversy that had come about with Josh is now gone, that you don't have to deal with stuff like that?
You know, in a sense, because, you know with the stuff that started in London, and, you know, I think from then on out to this point, it was just something they were saying about Josh negative. And, you know, that hangs a black cloud over your team. No, unfortunately, that sucks for Coach McDaniel, because I think he was a good coach. But now we must move on. You know Coach Stewartsville is our interim coach now, so we're going to rally behind him and, you know, try to get some W's in the column.
I think that shocked the locker room a little bit.
I think it did. You know, coming over here Monday, you know, and going through the meetings that we usually that we normally go through, and, you know, Coach McDaniels, you know, saying what he had to say, and then to leave and find out that 2 minutes later was fired, I think was a big shock.
How did you find out?
People texting me.
Is that strange to be getting texts rather than hear it from a coach's mouth? I mean, 3 years ago, someone would have called you rather than giving you a text, or someone hearing from a friend.
Yeah, but like I said, we came in for meetings and we left that day like everything was normal. Then no guy had any idea that, you know, Coach McDaniel was going to get fired. But, you know, it happened. It's something that goes on in this league, and something that will continue to go on. And, you know, guys must rally behind the guys that's appointed and go out there and play some good football.
How did you hear that Eric had gotten?
Well, you know, after everything happened, then, you know, me and Noshon and Lance was together. And, you know, we just started watching ESPN, and that's when we seen, you know, Coach Stewartsville is going to be our interim head coach.
Bro, when you look at the splits, it's about 65% pass for this team. Now that you have a running backs coach and head coach, do you think he's going to show you guys a little love moving forward here in the last 4 weeks?
You know what? I think we're going to do what works. If we have success on the play, I feel like we'll run that play again. You know, and, you know, having a running back as the interim head coach, I do feel like we might run the ball more. But like I said, we have a good passing game too here, so it's going to open a lot of things up for us.
You've been with Eric in a lot of meetings. You've heard a lot of what he has to say. Did he have that same kind of tone with the whole team that he had every day with you?
Yes, that's just like I said earlier. Yeah. In a team meeting, he was himself. You know, I couldn't tell a difference from when he's in there with the running backs during our meeting. He was himself throughout the whole meeting. Yeah. And like I said, I think guys are excited to rally behind him and get some W.
You think, and how do you think guys are going to respond to that over 4 years, to his style?
I think we'll respond well. We are professionals, and we all know this is our job, and we have to come here and put in the work, and, you know, and everybody respect one another, and everything will be fine.